Remember? And I tell you, whatever I explain, first of all, you see that today I look at this and I will say this. Tomorrow, I will not repeat myself. I will look at it differently and I will say something else. And I always insist upon inclusivity. Yes, of course. When I make a couple of sentences, this is not what it is in this book or in this paragraph. There is a lot. I just show one part of it. Of course, what you explained is there. Yes, the culture is very sensitive to guests, and that's the worst thing you could do. You could go there. I was comparing it today a little bit differently to see it as a movie, to see how the paragraph mood will change, writing even will change. So you will have that kind of feeling. Yes, it's that. Remember, we have read all of this, we talked about all of it. Now I'm picking up from each paragraph something just to encourage you to do the study that Hafiz was doing and the rest of you declined. Yes, I remember that. When it comes to the graduation, a lot of you will drop down to the beginning again, imagine. From the beginning. You know, yeah, because I know somebody who is sitting over there. This is what the class does. You're in rush to be graduated, to see the end of it. So, first paragraph was insight. What? The claim of the lady. Comparison. Just like the parrot. Guessing that everybody is happy except me. That we are this, we are bad, we are the shortcoming. What is missing? Because that's what the job of the brain is. You see, this is not a bad woman. Now that we read it, first time, yes, you had some negative feeling towards the lady. At the end of the day, you will understand that when this lady will learn to pray, and the other guy will learn to work hard, then they succeed. So it's not bad, but before the correction we are talking about, it's like this. Will make you forget about the caliph. Because, okay, read it again and again, this paragraph, no matter how you want, okay? And imagine that the first paragraph was, once upon a time, there was this dictator, son of a gun, who was bothering everyone, and the life in that city was very miserable. Then, one night, this Arab, and think about it, you see, it doesn't work. Because if this condition is that, this fellow is talking that everybody is happy. And she asks, why? We know that nobody is happy because of that dictator and thing like that. That's how it works. See that. He will explain. The situation is good. Why? Because I'm talking to the living creatures. You are alive. This is what you want, don't you? So the animal part of you, the logical part of you, shouldn't have a complaint now. That was the first paragraph. Then he explained all the complaints. All the complaints somehow touches you because you will agree with a couple of them. Although, yes, they are exaggerated. Yes, this fellow is exaggerating, but yes, it's something like that. Then Rumi will stop. Not this talking, not that. He will tell you something about from outside. Suddenly Rumi is Rumi. The story is not there. And he will say that, this is why the knowledgeable fellow, they said, be the guest of the good people. Forget about that. Yes, the story of being a guest was here. Let's twist it around. Now explain something. What is that something? Look at all the paragraph. If you look around, you will see a lot of nonsense claims. He talks about The people will claim like this, when you look deep down, it's not like that. There are some thing like that, but then later you will discover. Look at the last verse. Last verse is, when it became clear that he was not the life of the seeker had passed, means when you realize it, maybe it's over, because you're overstudying it. He said, our outward appearance is like the inward reality of imposture. All the things that in this paragraph is looking at is criticizing the situation. Again here, Rumi is criticizing. Over there, the lady. The lady was talking about what? Shortcoming. We don't have this. We don't have that. We feel bad. We don't have this. The second one, Rumi is here saying, no, the problem is not that. The problem is we are full of pretending. We are full of fakeness. We could fake it. We could pretend. And later we realize that, we wasted the time. So, first paragraph is that we are in a moment of beauty. Second paragraph. The night inside you are thinking about the shortcoming. Third paragraph, we said, but shortcoming is not a problem. Being fake is like this. First of all, we will follow each other, and none of us is better than the other when it comes to spirituality. And we don't think that, okay, that fellow who feels nothing, how could he teach me something? We look around you. Do you see a lot of enlightened fellows? It's not like that. We have some appearance, but oh my God, the problem is this appearance. Not the devil has not shown to him even his portrait, which is portrayal, which is, let's forget about translation. Anyhow, you see, he's talking about the superficiality of logical existence and the problem of being disconnected somehow, being lost in the maze of logical argument. That's that paragraph. Then there is one little paragraph added to it, consciously with the intention loud and clear that, hey fellows, the rule I was talking about, that it's normally like this, I'm not like that lady. That lady was sure, right? I'm not sure. Because I noticed the exception, that you will follow the wrong way, but you will arrive. Don't forget that. See, first paragraph, the caliph. Second, the lady. Third, Rumi. Fourth, Rumi taking it back that this thing I said is not absolute, it's not absolute, it's not definitive, there are exceptions. That's what the problem is. The exception is the caliph that we forget. The exception is coming out of yourself and asking for help. The intelligence is waiting that I can do it. Look at me, I do it. Have you seen the children? When they do some silly thing, they call the universe to watch me, I'm doing this. That's the beginning of arrogance. Don't bother them, they have to become arrogant. If not, what do they polish later? In that small paragraph, he says, the imposter has the dirt of the soul within, but we have the dirt of the bread without. Which is, I don't know, I don't translate it like that, but you will see. He interrupted the exception. Now let's hear about the other side of you, the husband. The husband is started to talk. What was his claim? as simple as this. First of all, let me tell you the source of the sorrow, the worries. All your worries is because of what? You tell me.
Poverty.
A little bit more than that. Go a little bit deeper. Yes, you look at the poverty and your problem is that, but deeper than poverty, there is something. And I'm sure of that because Rumi said so.
The sense of lack or separation.
Rumi said, all these griefs that are within our breast arise from the vapor of dust of our existence and wind. Remember this verse? This is verse 2295. Okay? And that translation is wrong. Honest, that simple. Because not only Nicholson did that, almost all the teachers that I was studying with in youth, they did the same mistake. Because it's very delicate, very poetic. If you close your poetic eyes, then it will be translated that, yes, the steam, not the vapor, the steam of dust, and our wind, which make no sense. But in Persian is tricky. Wind in Persian is bad. Remember? Bad. Okay? Then you listen to Iranians when they shout. Either they will say you want the bad or zindabad. They don't talk about wind, they will say death to or life to. Bad means let it be the future. Future is bad. Okay? Tricky. But it's like that. First in the first, the Iranian, when they become nationalists, they will say, if this Iran doesn't exist, my body shouldn't exist. Over there, they will say, Mabad. Mabad. Not be. Zindabad. This is that everything, and everybody will understand. Zindabad means remain alive, be alive. That's bad. Okay, it didn't make that much of sense. Over there, there is another way of this bad, which is good. And good means it existed. Bad and good is future and past. That's it. So, in a way, he's saying, what? All your problem is because of the past and the future. We were talking about this. It's past and the future. Anybody remembers that special verse we started with, remember? In a way, by accident, we started with another verse. What is covering your eyes from seeing this moment? Over there was mazi mustaqbal. In one verse, he used the Arabic one. In another one, he used the Persian one. Over there, he said, the curtain which will cover you not to see the truth is mazi mustaqbal, means past and the future. Here, he will exactly say, the source of the worries in you is the past and the future. Because you forget all. You miss the point. $22.95 was that way. So he said, first of all, you lady, you intelligence, your worry is about that. There is another problem with the intelligence. One major one. Next page is 2304. You lady, when you